Sitz Perkes Gelein, Mishnah Aleph. Before we learn that a vineyard has to have a certain configuration, a minimum of 5 vines in 2 rows, and now the Mishnah is talking about some special situation that has the status of the Kerem. Ezu Oris. Oris is vines that are leaning on a wall or a fence. So, this situation of vines leaning on a fence, and a teir shur shachamish kefonu b'tzad gadol shugavoya saras sochim. Someone plants one row of 5 grapevines that are leaning over this fence, which is 10 sochim tall, or b'tzad charitcha omega saras sochim rochav arba, or next to a ditch in the ground which is 4 sochim wide and 10 sochim deep. Noisnu avidota arba amas. We treat it as a vineyard, and therefore you have to separate 4 amas away from these vines. In other words, once again, this is a chiddush that in this situation that's leaning over a fence or over a ditch, you do not need 2 rows. The Shama Yoimim, the Shaman says, Moididim Arbamas Meika Gafonim Lesodim. You count the 4 amas from the base of the trunk of the Gafonim to the field. The Til Yoimim Menagoda Lesodim. That if you're planting, let's say to the east of this wall, and now you want to plant on the other side of the wall, so the wall is not considered hefsek since the vines go over the wall that we saw before, and therefore they still says that you count from the wall itself, you don't count from where the plant, so basically they still the more machmir of it. That's not the right explanation of this machlekes. We're not talking about planting on the other side of the gather, but we're planting in between the vines and the gather. In that situation, we say that we give it. You have to separate certain amounts, and then you could plant the rest. We're talking about a case where there's more than 4 amas between the vines and the fence. So in such a situation, he says that as long as you separate between the vines themselves and where you're going to plant, it's all right. How much do you have to separate? Kamei vodis agefen. She should focham lechol ruach. Kiva imen shloisha. You have to separate 6 tefachim away from the vines. So we must be talking about a case where the vines are going over the fence, and you want to plant in between the vines, because underneath the vines is also a problem. But you want to plant in between the vines, as long as you have 6 tefachim between the two, then it's permitted. So he seems to hold that in this situation we do not treat it as a vineyard, because if we treat it like a vineyard, we would not permit only 6 tefachim. We require the full 4 ounces.